From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you with your big bag of fancy goods there.
Yeah.
Your circular fancy goods.
Circular.
In the
square packets.
And square packaging.
And square envelopes. Now.
Squenvelopes.
Should we start this or should we talk about whether Jen was wearing yellow socks?
Jen, tell you, like I said to Jen at the meeting the other night, hi Jen, I said. And then I said, man, if you get hit by a car, I have no faith in anything. He's so visible that he's like a human lighthouse. Hey. You know? And yet he came back with a good reply. He said, look, you know, you've just got to do it, Mike. So people out there are idiots. People, there's no respect for the bike. He's a cyclist, you know, and he loves to cycle. He loves the wind through that long, beautiful hair.
That's right.
And
he's banned from the train and the bus, as far as I recall.
So what records have we got, Troy, this morning?
Hey, remember a couple of weeks ago we had the Hugh Masekela compilation?
We did. What a compilation it was. What was it called?
It was the Chisa Years, wasn't it?
Trying to remember what the cover was.
The yellow cover with a picture of Hugh in black relief.
Like a stencil sort of one. Okay,
so remember the tune we played from that, and there was another voice on there.
Beautiful voice.
Yes. Now, that voice was Letta Mbula.
That name again?
Letta Mbula.
Letta Mbula.
Now, Letta Mbula, most people have actually heard her voice without knowing, because she was on that bad record by Jackson, Liberia Girl. That's Letta Mbula that does the...
Michael Jackson, the King of Pop.
That one, yes.
What's your language? Yep, okay.
So what did I say?
Just your tone. I don't know if I like your tone. Jackson.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like you're at a private school. Okay. Jackson, can I see
Jackson.
You?
Jackson!
What's that? What are you doing backwards walking?
Okay, now, Letta Mbula. Those shoes are for sale, by the way. Anyways.
Imagine if you put them on and you could moonwalk.
But will
he's magic. It was a wee bit magic like that. Remember that time when they had that massive statue that they boated down some river?
Down the Thames.
Down the Thames. Yeah. A massive statue. Who thinks that up? That's so weird, eh?
It's either people like him or a dictator think up.
Yeah,
let's have a giant statue of me.
Yeah, you imagine Kim Jong-un going, hee-hee!
Now.
Chuckle! Ha!
Letta Mbula features on this great new compilation from Africa 7. We've had things from the Africa 7 label here before. And this one here is, I'm passing it to you,
Mother's Garden, the funky sounds of female Africa from 1975 to 1984.
There you go.
Let's be quite clear, those are funky years. Africa, a funky continent.
That's right.
And the female Africa... the funky side of the funky continent.
The funkiest. Know? Now, Letta Mbula, like Hugh Masekela, was exiled from South Africa in the early 1960s because of the apartheid system. Anyway, so Letta was living in the United States for a long time, and she continued making records. She was on records with Hugh. She was on a couple of other people's records. She made a few of her own. And her commitment to African music never wavered. Even when, as on the example we're going to hear now, ostensibly, it sounds like a pretty much a 1980 United States disco production. However, the gospel and African elements of this...
How old is this? The song's from...
This is 1980.
The compilation was put together this year.
Yes.
But all the tracks are from 75 to 84.
Yeah.
That's a very welcoming sound.
This one's called Kilimanjaro, Take Us Higher.
Ironic that Kilimanjaro is the highest mountain in Africa. Music everywhere. I'd love to climb Kilimanjaro. It's one of the, I think one of the price books got me into that. Lovely.
Yeah.
That's right in the pocket, isn't it? Lovely sustain on those voices there. Troy, what are you enjoying in that sound? Those violins?
I actually...
Or that little bit of intrusive, squelchy bass.
songs are good. I actually like all of it, but to me, the focal point is her voice.
Yeah, the folks is the folks, as you say.
Yeah. They're also on this
See,
record.
I mean, I'm trying to think chronologically whether that's how everyone was singing back in 1980, or because that's definitely an era where that sort of style of singing was really came to the forefront, and it was like whether that's informing what came later on, or whether she's just part of the worldwide sort of.
I think she
relaxed, cool, sort of R&B, sort of like African, sort of, you know.
Well, I think Letta was ahead of the curve. It was still at this point, you were still hearing a lot more sort of straight pop vocal on things, even on R&B-ish things. Also, I mean, like I was saying about the commitment to African styles, you can hear it's a very African vocal style.
Yeah, that's what I love, that sustain, the heavy, whoo.
Now, also on this record, we have, in total there's 10 tracks. Mike's just broken something.
Just dropped some pyrotechnics.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Another name you're going to know on this record is Miriam McCabe.
Oops. Miriam McCabe, you say?
Miriam McCabe, yeah. is on here with the most soulful, funky record she ever made, Zika Da Silva. We've also got Utabella, that's amazing, that tune. There's only two or three in English, I think, in total. And weirdly enough, there is another tune about the mountain here, simply called Kilimanjaro.
Beautiful. These songs, I guess, have all been collated together because they're hard to get.
Yeah, I think that they're almost impossible to get. Even though this Letta Mbulu one, I think it was on a major label in 1980, but I think it was like on CBS, but it might have only been released in France. I don't know why.
Tell you what, that's good backstory though, Troy. It's good information. No one can say you haven't done your homework there. Right, what else we got? That's beautiful.
All right. Okay, Mother's Garden is the name of that. The Funky Sounds of Female Africa, the brand new compilation on the Africa 7 label. Now, here is the 50th anniversary of...
I can tell by the tone in your voice, you're excited about this.
I really am. 50 years ago, a group formed called The Last Poets.
Thank God that The Last Poets formed 50 years ago.
Just 50 years ago.
Wow, that's amazing.
And we haven't actually heard from them for a little while. In the 90s, there was a couple of new albums made, including one really good one that Bill Laswell produced called The Holy Terror. Remember
that's
that?
The only one I've ever owned. It was really cool.
Oh, that's a great one.
I don't know where it is now, though. Who's got that one?
And I think at the same time, Umar Bin Hassan might have done a solo record with the same lineup of people.
Just as an aside, was that when Bill Laswell did a whole bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
Like a big flurry of stuff, and it was really cool, all of it, eh?
You couldn't turn around without seeing something by Material or, you know, whoever. Yeah. It was a really prolific time for Laswell, but he kind of revived The Last Poets then. Now, this time round, for the 50th anniversary, this is even weirder, because you think Last Poets, most people think, certain people are scared of revolution, that, you know, jazzy poetry thing.
Is Gil Scott-Heron's Last Poets, isn't he?
No, it's not.
Same era, though, isn't it?
Same era, yeah. And a very, very similar style, although The Last Poets actually
the
came
the precursor to slam poetry and rap, basically, wasn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. It's funny how that you still hear them, their shorthand is The Last Poets, oh, the great-great-grandfathers of rap, of hip-hop, whatever. Well, maybe,
more,
yeah.
More beat poet, yeah.
Yes, you're
more,
right.
More the beat thing.
It probably had more...
It's far better for me to be the one telling us that.
But anyway, okay, so what happens when The Last Poets go to make this brand-new album, Understand What Black Is, on the...
Brand-new this year.
Brand-new, like, tomorrow it comes out. We've got it on the shelf already,
yeah,
I think. But anyway, what did they do? So, what kind of music? Have we got a instrumental hip-hop backing? Have we got jazz backing? Have we got just simply Babatunde playing on the percussion? Actually, no. Weirdly enough, what we have is Prince Fatty and Ben out of Nostalgia 77 giving them a dub reggae backing. This is The Last Poets.
Wow.
Okay, this particular tune is fantastic. This is Umar Bin Hassan. First, you think that he's talking about the history of black music in general, right?
The news. north, east, west, south. Hardcore honky tonk of St. Louis, Jimi Hendrix soundings and reboundings, the cool slick of Chicago bop, the suave and sexiness of Motown, the soft winds of a desert breeze, the horns, the piano and drums, feeling astronomical, intergalactic, the sound of sounds, charming snakes, the news, north, east, west, south, the swiftness and elegance of a magic carpet ride, veiled women teasing and tantalizing from the outer fringes of the marketplace, a sharp, crisp military strut, little drummer boys playing with big drums, innocent flirtations of the big band sound, some astral traffic, blues and funk on the muck, some Broadway and Hollywood sound.
That's the that's a man that knows his craft right there, isn't it?
It is. Now, like I said, it sounds like he's just running through the history of black music of the 20th century, right?
Or was it just some of that back to the beginning.
Shall I? I'm not going to reveal it to you who he's talking about. We'll just wait, shall we?
Trudging deep snow and blizzard-like winds smashing up against your face, trying to get to somewhere, anywhere soon. The sounds and rhythms of the machines in the factories booming out their concertos to our receptive ears. And we
talked
with that. And we talked with that. It was our swing and then our bop, the way we hip and the way we hop, our clothes, our style.
Okay, you have to tell us now because it takes you long.
Right. The rest that you'll find in the song, it's he becomes explicit for the last half of the song. This song is about the career of Prince.
I thought Prince because I thought about the wheels in the snow and I thought, ah!
There you go!
Ah, I should have said
there
it!
You go.
Oh, it sounded so cool! Ah!
So this is
cool.
The last poet's tribute to Prince. It's amazing.
Your father, musician, talented, creative, productive, and yet highly frustrated by the dead ends and dead stops that impeded and curtailed their progression. The future looking for someone to take it forward. You took up that mantle, and I took up that mantle, and we never ever forgot where we came from. A soft kiss of wine emboldens the passion. A dim red light eases the apprehension and doubt. The delphonics make their presence known. The heat of the moment is so right up against the wall, under the stairs, in between the washer and dryer, where all becomes so juicy and whipped. A promise, a proposition, a phenomena when those basements began to grind. Those Midwestern challenges.
Yeah, also.
That Midwestern bump, that church piano, or why don't you call me anymore? You could be Church Prince.
Wow. So, wow, that's really cool, man. I looked right past that reggae then. Yeah, my dislike of reggae. I just walked right past that. I was enjoying the way that man was talking about that other man.
So, also,
so the last poem, what's the name of the album?
No, the album is called Understand What Black Is.
Okay.
And it's yes, there is some extremely political things on here. There are some things talking about equality. What you would expect from the last poets, a double LP.
What a wonderful gift from the last poets.
Amazing. 50 years. 50 years since their first performance.
I wonder how that album's going to go. Just, you know, when you've got that much. One thing would be better word than cred. When you're that important to music as the last poets are. It's a brave thing to release an album. That's in the current climate. just in general, you know, like the music industry is quite unforgiving nowadays, you know, and quite sort of you could very easily rest on your laurels, couldn't you?
You could. I don't think they have. Not at all.
No, this is the thing. I think you just have to, when you're a musician like that, you have to make music.
Yeah.
Cool. That song's called North, East, West, South, the last poets off the album.
Understand What Black Is. It's a double LP. We also have it on CD if you are such that way inclined. On the Studio Rockers label. Amazing. I have a really good feeling about this one for people who come into the shop. I really think that people...
So you think it'll be a lucky one for them?
Yeah, I do.
Really lucky if you buy this one.
I do think so. All right.
All right, so now we're going to... The next artist that you've brought in, Tess just goes to me before. Are you into her? Oh, I didn't think you'd be into her. She's too mellow. But hello, that's our era. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a brand new... You take your time, love, putting them out. But the brand new one from who, Troy?
The brand new one from Mazzy Star.
From Mazzy Star.
It's a 4-track EP entitled Still, which is double the amount that from last we heard of Mazzy Star, which was a single about 4 or 5 years ago, wasn't it?
It was supposed to be a precursor to an album that never got made.
Yeah.
So Mazzy Star's not the girl. Hope Sandoval is the girl.
Hope Sandoval and Dave Roback is kind of the other half of Mazzy Star. Yep. He's the guy with on the guitar that on that famous tune does the slide and everything. But everyone thinks it's... I mean, when you hear the words Mazzy Star, you think of a certain type of feeling and you think of Hope Sandoval's completely straight hair passing, etc.
Yeah.
You just do.
Sort of standing there, sort of just holding the microphone, just sort of whimsical peering through her hair, just whispering the song out.
Yeah.
And what about this?
Well, this
you
one...
You bought it in. You bought it in from the crate, so it can't be rubbish.
It's certainly not rubbish. Mazzy Star is slow and quiet, right?
That's right, Tess. Slow and quiet.
Slow and quiet.
We're open to that. We're open to that here. Don't worry about that.
Hey, I was just taking...
That song, like Mazzy Star, when Fade Into You came out, it was huge in this town. It was huge.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was probably huge
defining.
Everywhere.
I would say it was a defining song in this town, especially on BFM. And other people have stolen it now to play, but it's, but suits. I mean, so maybe that's why she's a little bit apprehensive to release stuff.
Maybe, although there hasn't been that many Hope Sandoval and the Warm Inventions thing in the last 15 years either.
There's been
3 LPs, I think. Is it
what's the one, is it Midnight for My Swan? Is that the name?
Among My Swan.
Among My Swan.
That's the third Mazzy Star record.
Great album. Yeah. That's good tracks on that.
The second album was called So Tonight That I Might See, and there is a version of that title track on here. We're not going to play that. It's 7.5 minutes, but it's pretty good. But I think the one we'll go for... Did we choose That Way Again? Is that what we've chosen?
That's right.
That Way Again?
True play.
Yeah, let's have a listen to this.
That chord straight away.
Yep.
Me, that's just dandy.
I just wait all around. Forgiveness is an empty thought.
Lovely, slightly not really haven't woken up yet guitar, you know, just a little bit sort of bleary eyed guitar there. Haven't woken up or haven't been to sleep for ages. She might still be asleep singing, I'm not sure.
He looks
no, she's up there. Beautiful production again, though.
Yeah,
really, really, really unique. That's Mazzy Star ass, isn't it? It's an EP or an album?
It's an EP. Yep. 4-track EP entitled Still. I don't know about this cover. I mean, it sums it up really, though, isn't it? Look at that.
Looks like a dress you might find at a secondhand boutique. Someone used to be real popular about 10 years ago.
I just thought it was a hazy picture of trees.
Yeah, but on a dress.
On a dress. Yeah, on a batik dress. Is, maybe. Yeah. And look, is the dress blue? Or is it?
Oh, no. Don't you
know?
Remember
that?
Yeah.
Come on. Yes, the hazy sound of Mazzy Star. Hope turns 52 next week.
Sorry.
Hope Sandoval It's her birthday next week. She's 52.
I thought about it. Oh, you know, you keep singing. Sometimes, like, because they're very long time between releases, and I kind of wonder maybe they start, so go to band practice, and then they don't really, maybe 6 years later they finish practicing. So sort of, it was like a 6 year long practice. Like, shit, hang on a second. Need some food.
I kind of imagine Mazzy Star never rehearse, never have writing sessions. I suspect it's like you walk in.
And if it works, if it hits, it hits. Yeah. And if otherwise, it just go home.
Yeah, that's
see you in a year and a half.
See you in 15 years.
Yeah, see you in 15 years. Make sure you get a couple of heartbreaks under your belt, yeah, so you got something to write about. You know, sort of like that. Sort of, you know, how would I describe this? Like she's sort of she's come to terms with the fact she's going to be disappointed by dudes and.
Well, I'm okay, not surprised. I guess, you know,
yeah, no, because dudes suck. And we are disappointing. That should come on the box. Not as good as you thought.
Humans, not really that great.
Yeah, humans, terrible setup.
Humans, not quite finished yet.
Yeah. Thank you, Troy. Wonderful to see you. Wonderful records, all available at the up at the shop there at South Bound.
They are all on the shelf as I speak.
See you later, guitar. See ya. Oh, that's cool, eh? It wandered out there, closed the door behind it. It's like, didn't even look back, that guitar.
Oh. From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
Oh, I want to.